You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
All right. Yo, what is it, people? This is Real Soulful episode 59. We've got some big guests in the studio as always.
Yes, sir.
As always, I'm not going to introduce them and let them introduce themselves. So if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Should have waited.
Oh, yeah. Go on, introduce yourself.
It's your girl, Niao Leon.
And it's your girl, Jadeen. And we are from the Melanin and More podcast.
Was that rehearsed?
We said it together.
No.
Are you sure? That sounded like it was rehearsed. Professional guests.
I'm proud of us, though. That was good.
You guys want to tell the audience a little bit about yourselves, what you guys do?
So currently, I work as a... No, that's longer.
You know what? Forget that.
No, no, you've got time.
My whole job application.
We've got so a bit of time. Go on.
Currently, I do data analyst work, but no one cares about that. Yeah, I do, you know.
Yes. Okay.
And then apart from that, I'm a part-time presenter. Hey
guys. Part-time presenter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Me, it's nothing exciting. I just work in retail.
Don't do that. I'm sure there's exciting things that happen in retail.
Like people trying to steal trainers.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting thing.
But so if you need you some cute trainers, you know where to go, guys.
Where? What store specifically?
Office.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, that's
another
location.
We'll talk after. Obviously, it's November. It's a cold season out here.
Yeah, it's
Scorpio season.
Oh yeah.
Birthday coming up. Are you born November? When's your birthday?
Yeah, the 16th.
You do anything in particular?
Yeah.
Throwing a party.
Kind of.
What's kind of? Is it not yes or no?
Yeah, kind of.
Are you keeping it on the low?
We're sold out anyway, so.
Hey, sold out. This is a ticketed event.
Yeah.
Interesting. What can we be expecting at this birthday bash?
Pardon?
I said, what can we be expecting at this birthday bash?
Just vibes and litness, isn't it? Like.
Interesting. But yeah, it's November. It's cold out here. I was going to talk to you about cuffing season. Because oh, I feel like goodness. that's the usual.
Oh my goodness.
That's the usual vibe towards November into the new year.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a boo, needs some warmth.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it though? Do you think like it's a thing where, first of all, do you know what it is? I feel like, you see with the whole cuffing season like phenomenon, yeah? Do you believe that it's right that it only plays into like existence when it gets to like the colder parts of the month?
I was having this conversation the other day.
Why
is it that summertime, it's like, forget whoever, and then when it's winter time now, it's like
everyone wants a bear
because it's cold, it's freezing. Did you not see the weather that he's coming from today?
Yeah, I know it's freezing.
Absolutely freezing. You need some warmth.
What I think it is as well? Social media.
In what sense? As in like we played
media.
Into it?
Yeah, 100%. Because that's when you see all the couples, you start seeing all the reels.
Yeah, my TikTok, you start FYP.
Yeah, man. It's too much. I think that's why when it comes to winter, and plus it's just cuter to be wrapped up in the winter with someone.
Yeah, you know it is.
Can be wrapped up in the summer as well.
Sometimes you want to be skin out on the road.
You want to be outside. Yeah. And then obviously when it's cold, like, I don't want to be outside.
Is there a set date for you guys, as in like when cuffing season starts and ends?
Before my birthday comes. No, I'm joking.
Oh my days.
I'm joking.
Do you know what?
Oh my God.
If I'm being honest, I stopped that mentality a long
no,
time.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
tired. Oh, so you can
I'm
run
tired.
All year round. Yeah,
I'm
cuffing season
it.
All year round.
I don't want, when it comes to, what's it called, October, and they're saying, where's my bearded?
No,
I stopped
same.
That ages ago. I'm so tired of it. Because I don't do nothing for you. You're just lonely and sad. Like, why am I doing that? I hate it so much.
You know, I think it's more so the fact that obviously when it gets to like she was saying, I think it's a thing where during the summertime, obviously it's more vibes, you're enjoying yourself a little bit more, so you're not really thinking about like partners per se.
Mm.
Obviously when you get to the wintertime, there is this idea of like you wanting to like couple up with someone. Mm. Maybe social media does play into it, I'll be real. I'm not sure how much it does. I think it's
It is though, because when you see Winter Wonderland, you say, wow.
Yeah, I even saw that today because Summer Walker's album came out today.
Have you guys started listening?
That's the thing
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and then some boy was like, yeah, I actually like it, but I need to take it in.
Are you relating?
No, I haven't really taken it in yet. Mm. But
I wonder how boys feel though. Is it the same with boys when it comes to winter? You're thinking, where's my bae?
I think it's different for guys.
Some boy on Twitter was like, you don't need to stop with the Summer Walker quotes, because then who's gonna take you to
men
winter wonderland?
Men are always hating. I'm so tired. Men are actually always hating.
I think it's different for guys. I think the men are more so. It's more grind season for guys. Most guys, anyways, during the winter. It's about like because you've had your summer to enjoy yourself. And now it's more about just recollecting and trying to get focused again. I don't think it's about cuffing season per se, or do you disagree? You think the guys are on the same vibe as you lot?
No, I was doing that because like I've heard that and I've been through that.
Yeah, they love it, innit?
What would you mean you've been through
it's grinding like season.
Like I meet someone in summer.
Oh, just that happened. Period. Yeah, and you, that's what you're hearing, this grind season.
Yeah, and
you don't hear from him.
No, he's disappeared.
Yeah, it's so true. You enjoy the whole summer. Winter, you don't see him. Then yeah. You see him back in January, like, yeah, grind is over. It's like...
Oh, my days. Yeah, I think more so, it's more the grind, if anything. Yeah. I don't think Manuel really looking to cuff. But then again, I hear it though, because there are particular moments... In that's what I'm saying. So when does it start and stop for you? Like, when would you say that period is for you? Would you say it's like November to the new year?
It has to be October to December. That's when it's really cold. That's when it's really when you it's can really, feel it. Like really, you can really actually freezing. Feel you can no, not even cold, like as in physically, you can feel like you're lonely. It's so sad. That's why I said, no, I have to stop it.
Yeah. But then for me, because my birthday is in November, from like so after August, so September, October, yeah. I'm just like not doing anything. I'm just ghost.
Nothing. No one hears from you whatsoever.
Not really. Maybe like my friends.
Did you do that intentionally?
No, but sometimes it just happens.
Just out of
yeah, like I'll just be working a lot or just don't really want to be communicating with people. And then November, I'm like back outside for a bit.
I don't know, what do I do in winter? Me, I just try and do you know, it's actually so true. I try not to think about the fact that I don't have a beer every winter. It's so sad.
You're actively trying to think about it.
You know, it's a real thing, you know.
Are you a relationship a person? Thing. Do you like to be in a relationship?
I do.
She's nodding her head like saying you love it.
Wow,
I'm
kind
of love it. You love it.
I don't love it.
You love it.
But I like when I have someone. When I don't have someone, cool.
Okay.
But I prefer to be wrapped up with somebody in the winter. But that's why I had to stop that mentality. It wasn't, I'm telling you, it was killing me. I had to stop it.
I'm guessing you're the opposite. The fact that she's laughing tells me.
No, just, you don't know. What it is with me? Yeah. Wait, what did you say? I didn't. No, do you know what it is? So my last relationship was like years ago anyway. But I do like to have my person.
Okay, like, elaborate on this. I'm intrigued.
Like, I like to have my person, like to have someone there, like, and to grow with. Like, I wouldn't just jump into a relationship. Like, I've never been that type of person to like jump into a relationship. I would prefer to like get to know you, and that's what I've been doing, like getting to know people, and then it just goes left. So I'm just like, okay, I'm just.
Do you find it interesting that we have particular seasons for different things?
It's so mad, isn't yeah. it? It's so mad, and I think it's terrible.
Which season is your favorite?
Definitely spring to summer. Cause I'm a spring baby, and that's okay, I feel I like it. Summertime is when I come alive. When it comes to winter, hey, and that's when people start falling off too. You know, when it comes to the end of the year, you stop trying.
Well, I said you stop
and
trying.
You look at my nails. You stop trying.
No, I hear
you.
It. I hear it.
Yeah, you stop.
I think for me more so summer yeah, as opposed to summer. Winter. You enjoy yourself a little bit more. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Wintertime.
You don't want to be out your house as well. It's cold, you know.
Do you know the thing is? I feel like in regards to relationships, yeah, I will say this. I feel like obviously there is a certain. There's a certain agenda that plays into the whole like relationship vibe during the winter time. I hear it, but it's more so the fact that I think it's more so what you were saying about it being all year round, isn't it? Because it's like in November to December, that's where it's more prominent.
Yeah.
So you're like feeling like, right, if you haven't got someone, you know, wrapped up with, you're thinking a bit. But I don't know. I think girls eat up more though, and I think that's what you lost down for. You eat up more because guys know when to play with it.
So when do you know how to play with it?
What are you doing?
No, I actually want to know.
Guys know how to play with it because like yeah, there's girls out there that are looking for warmth.
Oh, like that.
And you can provide said warmth.
Wow.
And once it's done, you're
giving me the gems here. I didn't know, out. You know.
That's what I'm saying. You lot fully immerse yourself in it. And that's where the danger is. That's a little tip for you guys next.
Have you done that?
Have I done what?
Have you immersed yourself into
immerse myself in what?
into the whole when it's winter, find someone.
What, am I looking? I'm not looking per se, but you know.
I'm there trying to get him.
I'm not looking per se, but yeah, opportunities have presented themselves, and I don't miss my opportunities. No, I'll be real. Take them with full.
And then January, you gone.
I wouldn't say that. It depends. Still, sometimes there's extended contracts. I'm sure you guys have been in the same positions.
No, you know.
Winter time, you don't have contracts, no.
No, you know.
We don't see whether this person can be something that can extend it into January plus.
I have a guilty, my guilty conscience is so bad, you know.
So,
I promise you, it's so bad. Like, once I dropped. Wait, what did you say?
She said, I don't know about all that.
Wait, what did you say?
She said, I don't know about all. No, she was laughing. That's why I was laughing.
No, yeah, I can't do it.
No, do you know what it is with me? Like, because I've like gone through things, so I just taken phase a leaf. Off you, yeah. I've just taken a leaf out of their books.
So true.
You want to play the game? I'll play the game.
No, but then I don't know that, you know, I'm a guilty. I've got a guilty.
I'm actually really chilled and good person though.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that so hard to believe. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I find that so hard to believe.
I am.
No, but I know, I feel like women play to it bare, man. It's you lot's downfall. You get excited by the teddy bears and
no, yeah, because it's Wonderland nice behavior. Though.
Not even the teddy, but I just want someone to cuddle. That's literally it. Just want someone to cuddle. Then by January it's over. I'm like, and then Valentine's Day comes and it's like,
yeah, hey. That's another thing as well. Valentine.
You lot get sucked in. It's are absolutely ridiculous. Am I into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Depending on the person I'm with, I can celebrate it. No problemos there. Do you guys think it's corny? Like, you know, we have like said holidays for certain things, like romantic holidays, like Valentine's Day. Christmas time can be seen as a romantic holiday as well, low key.
Yeah. I see Christmas. Yeah, I see it, but I see Christmas more as like family time.
Yeah.
As opposed to a romance.
No, because Christmas night, like, you're with your family, isn't
it? But if you've got somebody as well, it can play.
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
yeah, true. 100%. So I think it's cool. I feel like once you've done the whole Valentine, you're in a long-term relationship and you've done the Valentine's thing over and over again, it's like,
it gets played out.
Yeah, but then at least you know that you have that one day or that whatever to do.
People are, you know what women are going to say? It should be every day. It's true.
Every day for what?
Every day for romance.
Okay.
Wait, are you romantic? Are you into that?
Yeah, I'm a romantic still.
Is it? What's the most romantic thing you've done? No.
She put me on the spot. Most romantic thing I've done.
Wow.
I'm getting old.
Damn, my Simus is kicking in, bro. Most romantic thing I've done.
Yeah.
I'll say mine is more sentiment, though.
If I elaborate.
Is this bringing back memories?
Not even still.
We need to take a shot.
No. I think it's more so just the amount of time we spent together and the things that we did, I would say. So, for example, a particular birthday, I got a portrait made.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah,
got a portrait made
of the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cute, you know.
Do you like reminisce like on these particular set holidays? So, for example, Valentine's Day, is it triggering for you
time
guys?
And you know when it comes up on your memories, your Snapchat memories.
Jesus. What's the most romantic thing you've had done for you?
I wish I could tell you.
Let's break it down in season. So around this November, December time, was there anything romantic that you can remember that was done before we move into the new year?
Oh my gosh.
I know the new year gets a bit more spicy.
I think. Nah, you know.
Mine was nothing probably just like just being taken out for my birthday, innit? Like,
So sad. Now that I'm deep in it, it's actually so sad. Yeah. It's actually so sad.
All right, let's push forward into the new year. Anything that happened in the new year romantically that you can remember?
No, you know, you're making me feel like no one's
treating me. People like, wow.
No one's actually treating me nice, you know. No, you know.
February times, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, but it was
Valentine's, I'm normally with my girls.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I remember that one Valentine's I had with someone, the same one that keeps popping up on my Snapchat every Valentine's Day. Nothing special. I went to Gaucho and
What happened at Gaucho's?
That's a nice restaurant,
Gaucho, and then it was like a nice little. Oh God!
What happened at Gaucho's?
No,
Was it a good day? First and foremost,
it was a good day. It was a very cute day. Cool. But Gaucho's definitely overrated, 100%.
So you didn't enjoy the dining experience?
Babes. Nah, you know when you're with your babes, you're gonna enjoy the food regardless, even if it's I don't even. I can't even remember. That's how you know. I was just happy to be there.
How can I remember the food? The main
happy
part.
To be there.
That's so crazy. It wasn't that great. Well, nah. Are you guys romantic? Yeah. I want to hear this because I feel like women don't know what the hell romance means, bruv. Let me hear you, look. Are you, like, romantic?
Definitely, 100%.
I'm going to ask you guys all the time. Are you guys romantic?
Yeah.
100%.
So, what would you say is the most romantic thing you've done, then?
Romantic thing. Jade, you can go first.
The way she just passed it on. Like, you can actually say, like, raw, like, I actually pulled out all the stops.
Yeah, but do you know what it is with me, yeah?
Disclaimer.
Do you know what it is? Like, by the time, like, say, like, just say if their birthday's coming up or whatever, like, I've either missed it or...
You've missed the birthday?
No. Like, either, like, I will meet them today and their birthday was, like, last month. Okay. So it's gone.
You don't have to wait for said occasions, though, to be romantic, though.
Yeah, but with me, I'm not going to meet someone and be, like, do all the fancy dances.
Why not?
So
hey.
No.
Why not?
Take risk and prosper. See, this one loves love. I like you.
Nah,
love,
I'm not love. So do I, no, but you know why she's I'm not silly. Wait, why?
Nah, talk your ish. What's we're not gonna do that? Talking to the microphone so the listeners can hear you. What did she do?
She's just gonna say that basically I got because I know that one boy.
Yeah.
Hey, one boy.
Hey, yeah, be careful.
No, basically, like his one of his favorite alcohols is Henny. So I just bought a Henny bottle and put like blue glitter on it.
No, but she probably made like, the whole bottle look cute. She
that's what you call romance.
No, that's what she was saying.
You got him a Hennessy bottle.
That's what she was saying. Because that's the last.
The way she made it look.
What?
She proper put. She made it look. Nah. Good, like she made it look.
You got
it. No, it wasn't just that. But it was his birthday, and I got him other things.
Okay,
but she's saying
no, because it looks sick. Like it actually look cute.
In terms of, you got him a Henny bottle with blue sticker.
It's the way she said it. Just blue sticker.
I thought you just got him a Henny bottle with a blue sticker. I thought that's what she was saying.
No. She was like made it look and sick, then like I was part of other sick. Gifts and stuff.
But I was impressed.
Where I said, "Wow."
So what's the most romantic thing you've done? Then, if you're impressed by that, I'm intrigued.
So the most romantic, it's just like the normal, like the birthday is there. You take them to like a nice, and it wasn't no cheap thingy, you know. Yeah, it was like a nice duck and waffle.
Okay.
Yeah, duck and waffle.
That's overrated as well.
Scenery was not. Hey. But then after, took him to like a nice after place. That's what I'm going to call it.
What's he calling an after place?
Right. There was view.
Guys, please, we're all growing up here. What's this after place?
No, it was like a nice. It was a nice little hotel.
Okay.
And then.
Spent some quality time together.
Yeah, quality time. But for me, that was romantic. And it was like the proper. And I feel like.
So it doesn't take much to please you then? Is that what you're saying?
Do you know what? I used to think so. But I feel like my standards are definitely higher. Because before I was just like, oh, as long as I'm with you. And I was like, no, like, I would actually like someone to take care of me. Like, it's okay. Okay for someone to take care of me.
First, 100%.
So I just had to
Henny and hotel. Let me write that one down. That's what you are calling romance. That's interesting.
So what would you call romantic then?
Me personally, I would say more. You know what? I think I've clocked the game when it comes to women. I think it's more so sentiment and time.
Yeah. 100%.
I've clocked the game with you lot still. It's more so sentiment and time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nice to reciprocate said romance through like obviously expensive stuff, but it's probably the most easiest thing to do is just time and sentiment. So doing the little things that she remembers,
yeah,
gets you your cooker. Is that correct?
Just so we know that you're actually listening to what we're saying.
Yeah, I got that correct, Fairs. Man, if you're listening, that's what it takes, man.
Mm. Or just like I remember one time, just randomly cooked dinner. Set out the table, everything randomly.
Well, for them
dinner.
To cook dinner for you.
No. Oh, I cooked, like, he came. Dinner was cooked, stuff like that.
But I did that on casual days though, so that's why I feel like I do stuff casually.
So I do feel like romance with men are dying. It's dying though.
In what sense?
100%. Guys
it
are not as romantic as they used to be.
Because they get comfy.
Guys used to
come at your door.
Right, what are you
and
comparing?
Sing to you on the balcony.
What are you comparing? Is that what you're comparing romance to?
They don't do that no more.
That's what you want people to be doing.
Guys don't do that no more. I had one ex, he was so stingy. No romance at all. No romance at all.
How do you know it wasn't romantic? Like, what did
he even said, oh yeah, I don't do that stuff. I said, rah.
Yeah, that's dead.
So what would you call romantic then?
Just like, random acts of kindness.
That's what you see as romance.
Yeah, random acts of kindness. Like you said as well, was it you that said they're paying attention to like
to what we're saying? Yeah.
So wait, why do you think it's dying then? I don't understand. Like, why do you think it's dying?
Guys are just not into romance. They don't want to sweet you no more.
So they don't.
Well, they do it in the beginning. Yeah, they do in the beginning. Once they get you, and it's just.
I'll be like, babe, you don't take me out no more. Oh, I did that before. Like, what's that about?
Are you sure it's not the guys that you guys have been seeing?
Really into that.
People say, oh, do you know what?
Because I feel like whenever women talk about romance, I feel like it's more so. Like individualistic in regards to the guys that they're seeing.
But you know what? I don't agree
and
with
some
that
girls
though.
Nowadays now are corning you for being romantic. You get that now. That's why some guys are. That's why some guys are afraid. Some girls are calling you now for being romantic. But you know,
that's another thing. Guys need to stop having one bad experience and set the tone for every single girl that they meet.
One bad experience is all it takes. I'll be real sometimes.
No, but it will be from year three, and then you're still.
We're not going that far back. We're not going that far back. But one bad experience is enough to set you still. I'll be real. Like, you could do something very romantic, and the girl can like disregard it to the fact where you're like, you know what, you will never ever do anything. Romantic thing ever again.
But then again, if
like,
you
are there things
someone,
guys have done to you and you're like, "Raw, what's this guy doing?"
Listen,
don't lie, don't lie.
Which story do you want to hear?
You know what I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. So there are certain things guys have done. You're like, well, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, 100%.
Such
wait,
as
wait, what are you doing 100%. As what?
As in, like, you just feel like this is unnecessary.
Well, like it's a bit much.
Yeah, either a bit much or it's corny. Or it's put you off.
In that sense, yeah. Okay. What's it called? Do you want to go first? Okay, I'll go first. I think it's like the little nicknames. Like, it's too much.
Like, what?
What was he calling you?
Like my little teddy bear. I was like, Teddy, you know,
he was calling you that.
Yeah, and he tried to drop that. Oh, what's it called? Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Tennessee.
Oh, no,
after that, I said, I can't trust
which
you.
Which men are you guys seeing, please? I'm so confused.
If it was cute, but you know me. If it's embarrassing, I'll gas it up. I'll be like, "You're so funny." Like, nah, that
you're
was
the
too
only
much.
10 I see.
Yeah,
that's dead.
He was trying to be cute. He was trying to be cute.
Oh,
that's when it's too much for me. But apart from that, if it's corny, like, I'll push it to the side. But I'll be telling my girl.
Do you ever express that this is corny and I would not like you to do this again? Or you do what you do and you
nah,
laugh it off.
Nice.
So
yeah,
you allow him to continue
if
display
no, but
his
if it happens too many
women.
Times, that's when I'm
so
like,
you're
babes.
The one
like,
to blame then,
no, no. If it happens too many times, I'm like, babes, it's all right. It's all right. But apart from that, yeah.
Are there things guys have done that you've been like, what are we doing?
No, maybe if they're just like talking, like saying a bit too much, and like, you need to calm it down a bit.
What do you mean, as in confessing their love to you? That's what you're saying.
See, that's where like, we're problematic though. That's so problematic because we
yeah,
say
if,
that they don't
if we're
it.
Not there yet.
Oh yeah.
If we're not there, if it's still early and
you're just talking too much too
early. Yeah, just saying too much too early. It's like, what are you
or
doing? Like?
Too touchy feely too early. Too much.
It depends.
No,
but it depends.
Too much.
I thought you looked like that.
No, it man. If I just met you, why are you doing up? What's that?
No, it depends.
Really hate that.
No. I thought you guys liked that. I thought that was your thing.
That's ick for me. That's it for me.
You don't like guys that are touchy-feely?
Too soon.
What's too soon?
Too soon, like, what, the first day? Or when you're trying to move to me, you're trying to do, like, hip touches. What's that?
Yeah, if you're trying to move to me, then yeah, no. But if it's, like, the first time I'm meeting up, then...
Oh, you don't mind it?
No,
that's the ick for me. Don't do that. Don't touch me.
I don't mind it.
Don't touch
flipping
me.
Out, bro. Have you guys got any plans for the new year?
No, you know.
Anything get in particular rich. That you're doing? Just what you say?
100%.
Get rich.
100%.
I feel you still. I'm on the same vibe. I hear it. 100%. But any particular plans? Are you partying? Are you looking to...
Do you know
I'm trying to go on holiday.
Is it?
Where are you going to go?
Next year. Are you not trying to go on holiday?
Oh, you mean in the new year? Yeah, I thought you meant New Year's Day.
Well, have you got New Year plans and whatever
church.
You're doing in the new year?
All there, church, all the time.
Oh, I'm trying to party.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know when you party on New Year's, it's dead after a while.
You think so? Yeah, oh, is that because you've done that too many times?
Yeah, the process of going home, you're waved, that's too much. So I'd rather just go to church.
Walk of shame. I feel you. Yeah. So you're partying, you're in church.
Probably, 100%. Well, I could do both.
Yeah? Party and church.
But you're party in church, I like that.
No, party she said party church. And church.
No, church then party.
Oh my days.
Oh my God.
I would do something.
First. Yeah. The new year. How do you feel about the year so far? Have you enjoyed it?
Nah, do you know what? I feel like
we've got a month. We've got a month left.
I feel like after COVID, I feel like everybody, number one, were drained.
Yeah.
And number two, we thought that this summer would be lit.
Yeah, this summer.
Did you not enjoy your summer?
Worst summer I've had, hands down.
This summer, I didn't really. What did I do?
Why did you not enjoy it?
Nothing was happening. You know, everyone was waiting. First of all, carnival didn't happen.
My summer last year was better than this year.
100%. For real?
Yeah, 100%. During COVID.
Where are you guys at, man?
I was out. Even during lockdown, I was out.
I was at like apartment parties and all that. Like.
I was definitely out during COVID.
Nah, summer was. I had a good summer.
And the weather wasn't all that this year. It wasn't that hot.
I think it was nice.
It wasn't that hot.
But the majority of it was good.
It was only hot a couple.
Calm. What? I think it was definitely calm.
Compared to last year, though.
Has there been any highlights to your year so far?
Getting through it.
100%.
Just making it.
making it
to the end. Any particular highlights? Anything that stood out to you this year?
Stood out to me this year? I think in terms of just getting my stuff together, you know, because 2020 was a shambles.
I didn't think last year, well, obviously, yeah, it was because of COVID, but I think because I wasn't
Did
working.
Do you have any goals that you set down that you managed to achieve?
100%. If I am still on public transport by next month, I'm gonna be so done. So definitely to get my license.
Okay.
Yeah.
My other one was to get a new job. Got that. So hey, if I don't get my license, I'm done.
It's not the end of the world, but obviously you set it as a goal. So yeah,
100%.
Is there anything you had set out to do this year that you did?
My one was to like focus on like my Instagram fashion videos.
Okay, you're into fashion.
Yeah.
Stylist or...
You can tell. Come on.
She got the J's on. I should have clocked still.
Yeah, I like styling myself.
But you don't style for others?
No, like people will send me things and be like, oh, you put what them do you think together? Of this? Da, 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 da.
Okay. But, yeah. Is this something you've been doing for a while or you just got into it?
I only started doing it like last year. Yeah.
Okay.
Therefore, the social media thing as well, because you know, being creative is hard as hell.
Yeah, it is.
People want to see content every day. You're even forcing your siblings to take pictures of you. It's hard, you know.
I hear it. How's the podding been going in regards to like content as well? Because I feel like that's the. I wouldn't say that was the downfall for a lot of people last year, but more so just like being consistent and stuff. And I had that problem as well.
Yeah, it's hard. I think this year is definitely a renewal. Because we're like, okay, cool, no more COVID, we don't have an excuse. People are messaging us, talk about where's the pod.
Yeah.
So I feel like in terms of like just getting it together more, putting out more episodes, things we want to talk about as well.
How did it come about? How did you put it together?
Because obviously we met through a mutual friend, and then obviously she knew that we both wanted to do like presenting and so she managed that. So she put us together and then we just exchanged numbers and. It just went from there.
Yeah. Like. I remember even meeting up, I was even thinking, hey, if it doesn't work out, that's it.
We went like Nando's or library or something.
We even went to Costa. We didn't even sit down, I don't think.
I don't remember.
This is a beautiful friendship.
Yeah. This is a beautiful friendship.
So I was thinking this better work out, otherwise, yeah, it's gonna be so awkward if it doesn't. But then we clicked.
Yeah,
instantly,
we clicked, yeah, straight away.
And then oh, it's cute, been man. Sunshines and rainbows ever since, isn't it, Jade?
Yeah.
Actually, I've got a question for you. Was it easy to like make friends with, like, in regards to you guys? Was it easy for you guys? Because I know there's a phenomenon about women and not like making friends very easily. Like, you're very skeptical about
other
women in the building.
I'm just friendly and I really hate girls that do that. You know?
And another thing, our mutual friend, because she knows how we both are.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she would put us together.
She didn't think so. I remember the first time we even met like that, we were laughing the same. I was like, yeah, this is perfect.
This is destined.
We're learning.
It just works.
But I'm naturally friendly anyway.
Yeah.
Do you find that you make friends easy with other women?
I think so.
Exclude outside of you guys, obviously.
I think so.
Is that the same for you, Jade? I don't think that's the same for you, boy.
My one, do you know what it is? My one is, because like all of my girls that I'm close with,
yeah,
I feel like they're more friendlier than me.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that I'm not friendly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could just take me some time. Okay. Like even one of my close girls that I'm like,
very close with.
Yeah. When we first met each other at uni, like we didn't like each other.
At all.
Yeah.
That's mad. All of you? All four of you? No, just
me and that. Yeah,
when you say you didn't like each other, as in like you.
But you know,
you actually didn't like it, or it just was a thing where you just went.
I've got a resting bitch face, so sometimes people look at me like, "Oh, what's wrong with her?"
100%. But you know what? Yeah, I'm learning to not be too friendly. Because that's becoming an issue. It's becoming an issue for me. Hey, this being over friendly. It's becoming too much of an issue for me, especially at work as well.
Do you know what it is?
When you make people feel comfortable.
Okay, cool. And you feel like they can take it personally.
I think I make people feel too comfortable. Yeah. So I need to be like, Jade, I need to take a resting bitch face.
Nah, I don't think you can adopt that character. If it's not you. Yeah. Otherwise, it will look artificial if it's not you.
No, obviously you can be friendly, but just know who to be friendly to.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
You know, it's people just chat too much.
100%.
Yeah.
And I can't fight you in the workplace for me. You have to be. I feel like it's easier for guys though.
Obviously, like, as man, it's easier to.
That's my guy still.
I actually wanted to ask that. What?
When guys meet together, like, how do you form a friendship? Because I know you lots don't like to do the beg friend thing too much. So, how do you actually.
From my experience, it's always just usually either through a joke or women or business.
I'll
be so real. Yeah,
it's either
through a joke, women, or some sort of business or like creative idea that maybe you guys share, or you're in the same field, you start talking about it. It's one of those three.
So it's like that, and that's it.
Yeah, just chatting. I wouldn't say your friends, but you definitely get more acquainted with each other very quickly.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about women and not wanting to.
Haters.
No, it's not that. Well, for me, it's not that I don't want to make any more friends. Of course, like, I would all like to meet new people, like whatever. But sometimes you just got to be wary of people.
I think I learned that along the way because I was there doing like pally. Now, sometimes you got to take it easy.
Yeah.
If you guys ever like fell out, do you think it would be easy to put you guys back together?
I don't see us falling out.
I don't know what we would fall out about.
Jade is calm and I'm calm as well.
Has she been to all your birthdays?
I don't have birthday parties, you know.
Oh, so long.
I proper don't like. I just fly out.
Sorry. No. All right.
Money girl.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't have birthday, but I've been to all her birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay. She's been to all your birthdays. Yeah, so this one you're gonna be at,
100%.
And if she's not there.
Just calm,
man.
She's not there.
I'm doing things. That's the formula for
I'm
you guys falling out.
Things like throughout the week, so she'll be at one of them.
Yeah. So
you're really this party is really jumpy, bro.
24th. You gotta go big for your 24th.
Well, it's out there now.
Hello.
I'm not scared, boy. I said, hey.
That's so funny. Why are you so?
No, it's just a joke.
Right,
that
does.
I do.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's just a joke that I do. Oh, but I don't look my age anyway, so it can work.
I would have never thought you was the age that you were.
Yeah.
We even got ID.
Yeah, I even got ID today.
I was like, really?
That's a big compliment.
All
right?
This makeup. Yeah.
What'd you say?
It goes back to that thing about biological clocks. You know what's so crazy? Yeah. I've had this conversation. I was like, you see a lot with women, yeah. For example, I feel like it can be. I feel like there's a very big miscommunication with guys and girls, yeah, especially when it comes to like relationships. Because obviously, like I said, a lot of girls work with a biological clock. So it's like the things they want it done at this particular time. Because if it's not done now, then it's very likely that it's going to be done at a later time. So for example, maybe you're talking to a guy and you want to be with this person, and maybe he's not ready to have a relationship with you yet.
Yes.
You understand the agenda, yeah?
Yes.
And he's not ready to have a relationship with you yet, and it's like, well, what are you waiting for per se?
Yeah,
things like that.
Say
that
again.
No. But explain to me why you can't hear that though. At times, like if this guy's genuinely like, not to say that he doesn't want to be with you, but he told you that this particular time right now is not the time. Why don't you ever hear that?
I used to be like that, but now I proper hear it. You know, if you want to be with someone long term, you have to be ready. Otherwise, when you do come together, it's going to fall apart because that person wasn't ready. But I used to be like that. But like, Skeem, why can't you just be with me now? What's going on? But now I'm like, take time, man. You actually need to take time.
You're not hearing it, are you?
No, the only thing with me is because I've heard it I've heard it over and over. So just like, okay, what are you actually waiting for? But I'm not saying that I don't get it. I get it.
But you're just not not receptive to it.
There's also the other side as well.
Yeah, I hear it. Like, obviously, because that for me, like I've said, I've never been the one.
So then where does the problem lie then if you hear it? Surely then you can understand.
It's just like, what are you doing?
But he's just told you he's not ready. This is not the time right now.
But my thing is, why did you start all of this if you knew he wasn't ready from the beginning? Obviously, and when you ask guys, they start skanking, like they start.
if you're with said person, like you get lost in the sauce and you guys enjoy each other's company, you're not thinking per se, but you know at the end of the day, you're not 100% ready and you've expressed that. But like I said, because women work with a biological clock, it's like everything has to be done at this particular time. Because to you, it seems like an insult if he tells you he's not ready now. Not to say that he doesn't want to be with you, but he's just saying right now is not a particular time. But in your head, you hear it as, I'm not ready with you. So if it's like, if you're not ready, then you're not ready at all. But that's not the case.
Like I said, why did you start it? Why did you even, and then you're getting lost in the soul. Why did you, if you knew that that's how
why
we're
did we start it?
Yeah, because you're the one.
Take accountability and say, why did we start it? Because you're as involved as I am.
Yeah, but I was always but do you know what, I feel like there should be a conversation in the beginning. I think that's a lot of people's problem.
There's not that
conversation of, am I ready for this? And then there's a miscommunication, and that's when people get upset. That's when people start popping tires. Do you know what I'm saying?
What
100%.
I was gonna say that's when people start getting annoyed. She said popping tires.
Come on, you know how women are sometimes. You know how some women are. That's when people start getting upset.
That's when people start whining out because
of the miscommunication.
Did you like to?
I've never done that. No,
nah, not us.
Oh
not
my
us.
Lord.
I've not never us, done but that. It does happen. Miscommunication. 100%. I said it.
Intrigued that you said popping tires.
I mean, I didn't do that.
Intrigued that you said popping tires. But no, like I said, the whole biological clock thing is a big. I don't know, it doesn't work in you lot's favour sometimes, man, because you don't understand us in the same way. Do you feel like there's certain things guys do that, like, obviously you feel like there's a miscommunication, like certain things you feel like guys are not understanding about women in regards to like relationships? Like, you see how I said to you, like, let's say a guy tells you that he's not ready, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's not ready like right now, but you don't want to hear that. But there are things that you feel like guys don't really understand about you guys.
I just feel like we said, I'm just gonna go back to the biological clock. I feel like they don't understand like why. Well, I don't want to say desperate though. I don't want to say desperate, but I don't think they understand that how it actually works, because after a certain point some women can't have kids. But you know, guys, 68, they can have kids. Do you know what I'm saying?
Our eggs are dropping.
I'm telling you. But yeah, I just feel like, well, just in terms of like why it's so important for us, because you know the stigma as well. Like, especially like when a woman comes after you, it's always, oh, but you don't got no man, you don't got no kids. So I feel like they don't understand that, like the stigma.
Well, is that the usual insults that women are using like, these days?
100%.
You don't have man and kids.
You ain't got no husband. So I feel like it's a stigma, and like the pressure that people put on us. Like, even my mom's asking, so when will you marry? Like, it's too much. So when you keep hearing, I'm not ready, it's like, again.
I hear it.
It's too much. You're thinking now to go back to the drawing board again. Who can I call this time?
Please, I'm not doing that. Please, I'm tired.
Oh, my days.
I'm comfy anyway.
I feel like now I'm done with it. You know what, let me bring up a point, especially like in the industry we're trying to get into as well, TV presentment. By the time you're 30, ain't nobody want you on like, what's it called?
I've seen some 30-year-old TV presenters.
But it depends how you look, it depends on your connections as well. So I feel like once you get to a certain age, ageism is a thing, you know.
I hear it.
By 30, it's like, oh, okay, she ain't got no more. We're looking for the next fresh thing. So I feel like it's that pressure as well. So I feel like that's why when I say 25, 26, I'm like, I need to be this, because I know that ageism is a thing.
That's true. I hear it.
I was watching.
It's a lot of pressure, man.
I was watching someone on YouTube and it was hiding their age.
On YouTube?
Yeah, I can't
remember.
What, on
their channel?
Yeah.
A woman?
That was a boy, actually.
Why was he hiding his age?
He was hiding his age. Cause like he didn't want his age to stop him getting like offers and
you see what
like,
I mean?
His collabs well, and
guy,
stuff. Come on,
they care like that.
You know, I just keep.
Was he too old or too young? It was probably too old, right? Probably was he fearing that he was too old, or was he too fearing that he was too young?
Oh, I'm young, I think.
Interesting.
I just had it on in the background, so I wasn't really listening. But that's like, yeah.
Men are lucky, you know, because look at Harry Panera. What, he's like basically 30. He is relevant. Do you know how relevant?
How old is Maya Jama though?
Yeah, but she started from when she was young, remember? Like, she was
20. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really see her in the scene till like.
Nah, from when she was 20, she's been doing bits. I think it's because you're not probably like. Into
yeah, I'm
like
not.
That.
I'm not immersed into
yeah,
the scene like that.
She was doing
but
bits,
yeah,
and now
from
she's
20.
27. Yeah, she's been doing bits. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like, look at Harry Panera. Like, he's relevant, and he's
well,
such
it's
a
another 30. Thing though. Like we said, like you have to look. Like, depends how you look. It's not.
You know what I'm saying, he's a handsome guy as well. If you're
it's
pressure, I just feel like men have it so. Hey, I'm not gonna say that's a big statement.
No, I say it. Go
but
on.
I was gonna say they have it easy, but of course they don't. But I feel like in terms of like ageism, you can be 68 and still popping, having
that's
bare
true,
hoes
still.
Around you. Yeah. Let me have hoes at 68. People call me sugar mama. Like, yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
It can run, yeah.
Yeah, sexy grandma, come on.
I said sexy grandma. Nah, I hear it though. I feel like I don't know. Maybe this is the chance for you lot to obviously break those barriers. Then do you get it? Maybe it's time for you guys to actually.
I said the same thing.
Get into those doors
and put Salon on the map. That I think that's my goal. Mm. People need to know about Sierra Leone. We're lit, you know. We're lit as people. That's definitely my goal. As
would
well.
You want to do a thing where you're presenting here and overseas as well, or just UK?
Do you know,
I don't really know a lot of there. UK. Actually, no. There are quite a few UK presenters, I'll be real.
Yeah, there are quite a few. Yeah,
more so women than men, actually.
Yeah, you know, right? Americans love us as well.
As soon as they hear the accent.
Yeah, as soon as they hear the accent.
Are you from London?
Are there particular platforms that you'd like to present in? Present for?
So, okay. At first I wanted to be an urban theme, but my brother was like, oh, that's too typical, like you want to kind of like break the boundaries, break the barriers, plus he told me I wasn't urban enough. I said, oh wow.
I said my own people.
Yeah, he's like, look at the way you talk. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. But yeah, I think definitely different, maybe music, the music industry.
Okay,
as well.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good, that. Yeah, that's a good way to break in. That's a good way to break in. That's a good way to break in. Nah, man, you guys seem like you got yourself screwed on still. I'll be real.
Because you know, that's what us women do. We plan.
I like it.
Not saying men don't, but I'm just saying.
Nah, I like it. But yeah, before we go, this is a chance for you lot to plug yourselves, let everybody know what you're doing, what you're up to.
So you can find me at Nyara Leone on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter because Twitter is
that dirty place, bro.
I might need to spell it out though, because people want to spell it Nyawaa, and then Leone. You know where to find me, Instagram.
Presenter's voice, I can hear it still. I'll be real.
Stop it.
I can hear it.
My Insta is JXDEANE_. And then to find our podcast, it's literally just Melanin and More.
Yeah, you guys should definitely check them out, man.
So make sure you guys follow. Don't be cheap. Instagram. We got. So
don't be cheap.
We got YouTube as well. We got Twitter as well. So make sure you follow us on that as well.
Yeah. Anything else? Any last remarks before you go? Anything you want to let people know?
Women are always right. Thank you.
That's Russo for episode 59, and that's a wrap, man.
See you later. Got you with a big energy. Say you're gonna be there for me.